You first, liar. The confessional booth is open. But there's only room for one.
Oh, man.
And that one is you, Antoine the liar. Explain yourself.
It's one of those things where the more you think about it, the worse you feel.
Uh-oh.
Like, did you really have to make that decision? Did you have to go to that place that you went that you can't come back from?
Right, and you have that regret. Yeah, I thought of it this morning. It's funny that you bring that up because I still think about a few weeks ago when Sean Astin, the actor, was in town and I had arrangements to go to this movie screening thing and he was going to be there. And
you bailed out.
Say hi and thank you so much. And I felt like we had a connection during the interview. And I was right in the middle of a poker game. And I blew him off for a poker game.
You sure did.
And I'm still mad at myself. I feel worse each time I think about it. Like you said.
That's what happens.
At least I'm not alone.
And there, a couple weeks back, I was hanging out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you make friends by meeting new people, right? By friends of friends.
Yep.
So I was hanging out with friends, and then some of their friends were there.
Yeah.
And there were people there that was very personable, very nice, but chatty. Like, too chatty.
A lot of chatting.
Uh-oh.
Like, nonstop. Like, if there was dead silence.
They would keep talking.
On the drive to the restaurant, it was just dead silent for like 2 seconds. And this person just felt like he had to say something.
Oh, he was in a car together.
Yeah, we were in a car together, driving for like 20 minutes to get dinner or whatever.
So you like these people, but there was a lot of talking.
There were new people that I had just met or just been around.
And you seem cool. Like, this is all right. These are good people. I like these people, sort of.
And the individual, very, very nice. Very nice person. But so chatty. And sometimes you just want people to shut up.
Yeah, just be quiet. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so we spend the weekend together, a whole group. And then when I'm leaving, the guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Antoine, nice to meet you." I'm like, "Hey, man, it's nice to meet you, too." He goes, "You know, we should stay in contact. Can I get your phone number?"
Uh-oh.
And at that point, I'm like, if he's that chatty on the way to a restaurant,
he's going
to
text me all
the
time.
How chatty is he going to be on my phone? So at that moment, I had a decision to make. Do I be nice?
Yeah.
Or do I protect my peace? I chose to protect my peace. So what I did was I gave him my phone number up to the last digit. And then I changed the last digit of my phone number.
You gave him the wrong number?
Gave him the wrong number, but I gave him one digit off. So if it ever comes out, I could be like, "Oh no, man, I said blah, blah, blah."
So you plan on never seeing him again? You hope to never see him again?
I hope. But if I do see that, I have an out. But yeah, I gave him the wrong number on purpose just so he can't text me. But close enough to where it could be a legitimate mistake.
You're like a lady. Wrong number to some dude in a club.
It's basically
this guy.
Like, I'll call you.
Yeah, that's what I
should've. Give me your number, I'll call you.
And this is not a victimless crime either on several levels because, one, you gave this dude the wrong number on purpose. You hurt his soul, and you basically said, "I'm better than you, and I want nothing to do with you."
Well, you know he texted you. He texts that number.
That's what I'm saying. Number two, he's super chatty with your number neighbor.
That's who he
texts. Oh my God, who is this person that keeps texting me all the time? You've ruined two lives.
Or maybe he made a friend.
Maybe he did. Maybe I just set up a blind date.
Yep.
I might have done that. But I made sure to give him the majority of the numbers in case he's talking to our mutual friend and be like, "Hey, I got Antoine's number."
Gotcha.
And he goes through the first four. They're like, "Oh yeah, that's it."
Like, "Oh, you forgot a two."
No.
Oh, my bad.
I can't have somebody chatty in my phone.
Antoine's confessional.
He must be really chatty, though.
He was so chatty.
Also reveals that, Monica, that he thinks he's better than the rest of us over here. Look at it. "Don't contact me. I don't have the time. I can't be bothered with your noise."
I have to protect my peace.
He did. He protected his peace.
Yeah, you did. For real.
I'm sorry. I feel terrible about it.
I'm starting to wonder if I have Antoine's number because he doesn't text back a whole lot.